2 Timothy chapter 4. I solemnly implore you, therefore, in the presence of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Take your stand in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, comfort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not put up with sound doctrine, but they will heap upon themselves teachers according to their own desires, having their ears tickled, and they will turn away from giving a hearing to the truth, and they will turn aside to fables. But you be sober in all things, suffer afflictions, carry out the work of an evangelist, bring your ministry to fulfilment. For I am already being poured out, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have completed my course. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is the crown of righteousness laid up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all those who have loved his appearing. Make an effort to come to me quickly, for Demas has left me, having loved the present age, and he has gone to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for the ministry. But I have sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak with you which I left behind in Troas with Carpus, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith has done me much harm. May the Lord requite him according to his works. And you too, be on your guard for him, for he is very much opposed to our words. In my first defence, no one stood in support of me, but everyone left me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord was present with me and strengthened me, in order that, through me, the preaching might be fulfilled, and all the Gentiles might hear. And I was rescued out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and will save me for entry into his upper heavenly kingdom. To him be glory throughout the durations of the ages. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained in Corinth, but I left Trophimus ailing in Miletum. Make an effort to come before winter. Eubulus and Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brothers greet you. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen.